This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
She is the crown jewel of the KMOX News Department. A female journalist of extraordinary talent and capacity. The likes of Leslie Stahl, Katie Couric, yes, even Connie Chung cannot compare to our own Maria Kina, who has graced the newsroom here at KMOX for these past couple of years. How many years?
16.
These past 16 years. But she is a hidden jewel as well. She is the leader of the Knights of Swing, one of the last big bands still performing actively in the St. Louis area. She's a woman of many talents who once upon a time was going to be a pediatric nurse. Yes, she joins us now, as she does every Monday at this time. Please welcome Maria Kina.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Don't stop.
Doug Boschert is with me tonight, sitting in for Michael Kelly.
You?
Many people
Maria, does he call you Doug all the time, too, or not?
Did I just call you Doug?
Yes, you did.
My father's name was Paul, and then this is Paul Boschert. And
I was going to say.
I've got a mental block. But Paul Boschert, many have compared to Lou Gehrig, because, you know, Wally Pipp got injured, and Lou Gehrig came in and played 2,130 games straight. Michael Kelly is out tonight, and here is Paul Boschert, a.k.a. Lou Gehrig. Paul, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
And if I call you Doug again, I don't know what to say. Maria Kina.
Yes. Call him Maria Kina. There you go.
There you
was
go.
That Malaguena you were playing there?
With that
the,
was Malaguena.
The
yes. Malaguena, one of the great Stan Kenton tunes from back in the day. I understand Stan Kenton is one of your favorites.
He is.
What is it about his music?
The Dissidents? Dissidents of it, the...
you have a lot of interpretation. You can interpretate a lot of his music.
You can. Yes. And if you listen, if you ever listen to City of Glass by Kenton, oh my gosh. The strangest thing in the world, straight standard song, you go to my head. June Christie comes on, sings it straight, and the band, I don't know what they're doing behind her. It's just all over the place. Because it was Kenton when he was being very innovative with
almost,
jazz and experimenting.
Almost a forerunner of what became bebop music in the 1950s.
Exactly. And I mean, he kept on going ahead and improvising and changing as the times went along. Because, you know, he played into the 70s. The band did. He was touring a lot of college campuses and... I even know a couple of guys who played with them at that time.
So the pieces that the Knights of Swing do,
mm-hmm.
are you using orchestrations that were done
in the period, or are you orchestrating anew, or a little of both?
No, it's the actual arrangements. You buy the actual arrangements. So, you know, a lot of that stuff went to North Texas State, and Bill Holman is one of the composers that used to do a lot of composing for Kenton. So he's reissuing a lot of those charts.
And did most of the big bands, did they have an arranger on staff, or did they hire it out? Was it one of the band members, or how was that done?
A lot of times it was the band members. You know, like we talked about Tommy Dorsey last time. Yeah. Cy Oliver did a lot of arranging for Tommy Dorsey. So a lot of times it was just the guys in the band, and then they did have staff arrangers. Neil Hefti for Count Basie. For instance.
Oh, I still buy his bags to this day.
Exactly. They're in a hefty bag.
Yeah.
Frank Foster for the Basie band. I mean, so, yes, there were the musicians in the band that did arranging, too.
Yeah, now, Basie is one of my favorites.
And me, too.
What I like about Basie, he's a pianist, first. I know I'm a pianist, so I can relate to that. But he is a minimalist on the piano.
Oh, without
just
a doubt.
Pop. I mean, he's not doing flashy runs. Mm-mm. He's not, you know, he's not Art Tatum or something. I mean, he's just... But he adds an element there that you just don't really get out of the piano with many of the big bands.
Everything. I mean, that simplicity that he had is just what made that band so incredible. That and their use of dynamics.
Mm.
How quiet they could get, and then they just come along, and then they just blow you away. And also, you know that little plink, plink, plink?
Yeah, yeah.
So that means Count Basie, because he used to do that at the end of his songs. So...
Wow. That's very cool. Well, of course, their signature piece was 1 o'clock Jump that they did. But so many great hits. I'm thinking about Little Darlin', which was tremendous piece of music.
Yes. Shiny Stockings. Do you remember Girl Talk?
Yeah.
Girl Talk's another great one. Neil Hefti arranged that one. That was a really, really nice chart. We've got that, too. Did I play that for you that day, too?
I can't remember. Because I went to see the Knights of Swing, Paul.
Yeah.
And they were performing, and it was quite... Paul, are you a music aficionado?
I like to sing. I'm in my church choir, things like that. But as far as big band or anything like that, I'm getting educated by you two here right now, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, there you go. What do you sing? What do you like to sing?
I like church music.
Are you a tenor? Or are you
my dad was a tenor. And he was a popular singer back in St. Charles back in his day. He used to sing at the weddings... Two or three weddings a weekend. I mean, he would do that, and then
little Ave Maria.
Oh yes, my dad, our father.
Yeah,
he could do those Star Spangled Banner anytime they needed that for any kind.
You
of
know who sang the Our Father at my wedding?
Who?
John Ashcroft.
Oh my goodness!
Really?
Yes. Really?
Yeah. It was either that or Let the Eagle Soar, and we picked Our Father. Which
I would say Our Father.
Good choice.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good choice.
You know the national anthem. That I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. That's
tough
song.
Piece. Tough piece.
Yeah. Tough to sing.
Yeah, no question about it. And it was an old beer drinking song. The melody was.
Really?
Yeah. And Francis Scott Key put the words to it, but it was an old English beer drinking song, and that's our national anthem.
I'll be darned.
My dad got the opportunity to sing when the old Spirits of St. Louis basketball franchise came into town. They had my dad sing the national anthem down there, and I'll never forget it. I was down there watching, and Bob Costas was doing the game, got up out of his seat, walked over, and shook my dad's hand that night after he sang.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was kind of that was when Bob was just getting started.
Yeah, a young
business.
Kid.
Yeah, so I look back at that.
Well, he was the play-by-play voice of the Spirits, and I used to listen to those games when I was a little kid. I loved the Spirits, and of course... A lot of characters on that team. Do you remember Maria? Do you remember Movin' Marvin Barnes?
No.
Well, Marvin Barnes was on that team. He was a forward. You remember him, Paul?
Yeah, I remember him. He went to Providence. I guess he was a 6'11 kid on campus, and I believe he had a little run-in with the law there.
Yeah, he had a pretty rough life. I think he's no longer with us, but he was a very colorful character, and I remember the team. They flew commercial. They, you know, they didn't have a charter flight in the American Basketball Association, so they had a game in Louisville. Against the Kentucky Colonels, one of the ABA teams, and they're in Louisville, and they're getting ready to fly back to St. Louis. Well, Louisville is in the Eastern Time Zone, and so they're handing out the tickets to all the players to get on the tickets, and Marvin Barnes says, "I ain't doing this," and I said, "What?" He said, "Look at this." He said, "It leaves at 9:07." And it returns at 8:48. I ain't getting on no damn time machine. And he refused to get on the flight from Louisville to St. Louis.
So oh, my
God. That was the spirits of St. Louis. Yeah, yeah. Any gigs coming up, Maria?
Nothing commercial. Nothing public.
So do you guys practice regularly?
We do, yeah. Oh. We do in my basement. We usually twice a week, sometimes more.
How
depending
many
on
pieces?
16.
In your basement?
We're very close.
Wow.
Down there. It's very toasty.
Wow. And that's quite a commitment for those musicians.
It is, but I think, you know, they all love it. I have a band director, Lindsay Riley, who's in there, who's teaching high school kids now.
Yeah.
So what's good, and we talked about this before, what's good about the band is we've got young people coming in, and you have to keep it going that way. And it's good to see that they like the music.
Yeah.
So.
And you are the singer. You're the, who were the big band singers in the 40s?
Oh, my gosh.
The females.
Well, of course, you can't go without saying Ella Fitzgerald.
Right.
Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah.
Doris Day had a beautiful voice.
Is that right? Oh, I did not realize.
Oh,
that Doris
my God.
Day...
You know who she sang with?
No.
She started with Benny Goodman.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful voice.
Que sera, sera.
Whatever will that, be. Right. Is
that came
much
later.
Be. Yeah.
That's right. Who else? Let's see. You had, Helen Forrest, Helen O'Connell. You, the ladies were just. There was a plethora of ladies.
Yeah.
You had some male singers, but not on the order like you did the girl singers.
Well, Sinatra was there.
He was, right, when he started with Harry James and then went on with Dorsey.
Do you model yourself after any particular singer, or do you just kind of have your own style?
I love Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday sings the blues.
And I don't have I don't have a whole lot of range, as you might figure from the timbre of my voice.
Well, you're perfect for voice to deliver the news. I mean, there's nobody I'd rather hear about three people getting killed on the north side from than Maria Kina.
Billie Holiday. I don't have the chops to be like an Ella, because Ella was all over the place, because she sang like an instrument. She could sing the part of an instrument.
Yeah.
So I don't have that, nor Sarah Vaughan. Joe Stafford, that was another one that was in the stratosphere. Doris Day, sometimes I could sing a lot, like "Sentimental Journey," because that was her big hit with Les Brown. Because
the band of renown.
Les Brown. That's who Doris sang with.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going on too much about.
No, this is great, because we've just taken a sentimental journey, and we all always appreciate our visits with Maria Kina every Monday night at this time. When we come back, it's What's Trending. Braxton Payne is going to join us, another regular feature of Hancock and Kelly. Paul Boschert is in with us this evening, taking the place of Michael Kelly. Maria, thank you so much. We'll hear your newscast at 10 o'clock. Welcome back after just a short break here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
There's a yes, the king of pain. It is that time once again, ladies and gentlemen. John Hancock joined by Paul Boschert here in the studio, Michael Kelly's brother-in-law, but more importantly, the athletic director at Duchesne High School in St. Charles County. He's been all over athletics in St. Charles County for many years. And Paul, welcome aboard. So glad to have you tonight.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be with you as well.
And this is our segment called What's Trending. Braxton Payne is joining us as he always does. Braxton, what is trending?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Good
evening.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Great.
John's a little bad. He lost his cell phone. He can't find it.
Yeah, I left my cell phone at home.
He's struggling.
So did you ever hear about the time he left it?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell that story later this hour, Braxton.
Okay, I won't spoil it.
Thank you.
Let's just say, stay tuned because it is a great story, and I still don't understand. In 2022 is when you did this.
Yeah,
how you could even, you know, that's neither here nor there at this point.
Yeah.
So a couple things of what's trending. First off, before we get started on that, I have an 8-month-old. And this morning, after a lovely late game for City SC when we lost 4-1.
Were you there?
I was, and it was cold. This is one of my topics, so we can just go right into it. Late games. First off, late games should be banned. I mean, anything past 7 o'clock is
banned. Now, you didn't take Gia to the game, did you?
No, Gia was long asleep. You know, her bedtime's 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah,
we're actually
so
trying
John
to push it back. You know, daylight savings time. So we're trying to push it back to 8. You know, so because of daylight savings time this weekend. But I went to the game. You know, kickoff was 9:10. By the time I got home, it was a little after 12:30 in the morning. Yes, and it was rainy. It was miserable. It was cold. So by the time I got to sleep, you know, you obviously got to change, shower, you know, get everything, you know, get into bed. It was about 1:30 this morning, and lovely Gia decided to wake up at 5:15 this morning. So I've been up since then, and, you know, Gia, she's around, you know, she's almost 9 months, but she hasn't been crawling. And today, this morning, was the day that she started to crawl at 7 a.m. this morning.
Nice. Oh, that's a milestone, brother.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was cool. It was great. Let's just say after a couple of beers at the game and sleeping 4 hours, it wasn't the best timing for Dad. But, you know, it was pretty cool. We have a house here in Benton Park in St. Louis. She went about all the way from the one couch all the way to the dining room, was climbing on things. All, you know, before 10 a.m. this morning. So that was a pretty cool experience.
Well, as Karen Carpenter would say, we've only just begun.
The fun begins now, Braxton.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Oh, so how about that late start last night? And how about the team? Very disappointed.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that I was going into this game that I was concerned about is St. Louis City hasn't played a competitive match, really. I mean, they clinched the Western Conference regular season about 3.5 weeks ago.
My partner Paul made the very same point. Yes.
Great minds think alike there, Bryce.
Yeah, they haven't played a competitive game in a while. But my fear is, you know, they're not great on the road. So they go to Kansas City next weekend, and hopefully they can come back here. But you think about the next games, if they do make it through, it's just one game and they're out. So, you know, if they play like they did last night, you know, that's kind of fearful, but in general, I just think late games should be banned. I mean, even the World Series games, they're starting at 7:45. You know, I just don't understand what we're doing. Like, especially, you know, the one of the things I know that Michael loves, I don't know if you guys, I know John doesn't share the love for Formula One like we do. But the Formula One race coming up here in a couple of weeks is going to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And the race, normally, they're like morning races or midday, but they're going to do a night race in Vegas, obviously, so everyone can see the strip and it'll look cool, all that great stuff. But the kickoff for the race doesn't start till 1 a.m. Eastern time.
Ooh.
1 a.m. Eastern is on Sunday. So Monday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern will be the time that starts off. And if you want to grow a sport, same thing with MLS, same thing with Formula One. And baseball's talking about how they've lost viewership. That you don't, I just don't understand that we do, you televise games or events past people's bedtimes. I simply don't understand.
Were they fearful of the NFL yesterday? Is that one of the reasons why maybe they did late start?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that would be the reason, but Salt Lake City, obviously, it's a West Coast time frame. Their game started at 4 p.m. Central, so 2 o'clock their time. So there was 3 games yesterday. There was a 4 o'clock game, a 7 o'clock game, and a 9 o'clock game. So I just don't understand why the Midwest city got the 9 o'clock one when, obviously, if the 9 o'clock game, our time could have been 7 o'clock. Salt Lake City time, they could have got that time frame.
Yeah, now the weather yesterday obviously was an issue. It affected both teams, but it was still an issue. And I'm curious, I'm trying to recollect how bad things were. Was the rain worse? Like, if that would have been a 7 o'clock start, would the rain have been actually worse than it was at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, so I got there, I got downtown to the game around, let's say, I think it was like 7:15, and it was a steady rain through halftime, so through about 10 o'clock. It let up a little bit around 10 o'clock, and then it started again, but it was a very heavy, steady rain the entire time. And unlike baseball, a real sport like soccer, they play through the rain.
We're out of time, Brad. Hey, Braxton, one thing I saw was the field condition last night with all that rain. Normally you would see guys slopping and knocking up the rain, mm-hmm. and I didn't see any of that last night. The guys that do the ground crew down there did a remarkable job.
Yeah, one of the things that they have, especially at the newer stadiums, is they have a great drainage system. So the entire turf has little holes in it, and there's like hollow. It's hollow underneath, so it goes directly right through. And then it, goes off and goes into the storm system.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, whoa. It's hollow underneath. Now, I may not be the lawn and garden expert that, say, Mike Miller is. But if you got grass laying out there, let's just think about this. You got grass out there. And it's grass, right? It's not turf. They're playing on grass.
It is grass. Yeah.
So you got the grass laying out there. It's got a little holes punched in it. That's great. Fine. And it's hollow underneath. How can that possibly be? If I'm running on the grass and there's hollow underneath, wouldn't the grass like collapse into a hole?
So you think about it. It's about, let's say, anywhere between 4 and 6 inches. And there's obviously the dirt there. That's the probably an inch. Then you have the grass. And then you have a little bit of, essentially, I'm not sure if it's steel, but it's something similar to that. And then it goes down into a drainage system, and that's where it goes through. And so, yes, and so there's playing on air, essentially, at that point. I mean, it's just beautiful to see. But unlike turf, the problem is like some of the MLS teams do have turf, and it keeps the water in puddles because it doesn't have this drainage system. And that's why, like you see in the World Cup, they require grass versus turf. Because of that drainage system.
Well, that is just remarkable. Now, we've all learned something here. I remember the turf at the old Edward Jones Dome. I think it was the last game of the season, the last Rams game ever, and they had the little fireworks before the game, and the end zone caught on fire. Remember that?
And didn't they bring that turf back out when Mizzou was playing
yes.
down there a couple weeks
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, and the Battlehawks play on that same stuff. I mean, it was literally on fire. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You can see the best part is when the Mizzou game a couple weeks ago, it just looks like the turf has just been run over by semi-trucks because you can just like see right through it. Just not look
Maybe
good
they do the
all.
Tractor pulls down there on that turf.
Huh? I mean, you know, we've got. I mean, it's not a good look, folks. That's all
I mean, Reggie Bush got like $13 million because of that turf and a settlement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so that was not too long ago. That was only 2 years ago.
Well, there you have it, folks. What's trending? Our favorite feature of the week. Braxton Payne has been kind enough to join us with 4 hours of sleep. Get yourself to bed, Braxton. And congratulations on little Gia crawling around the room. And
take her trick or treating probably tomorrow. Crawling
oh yeah,
around.
What's she going to be? What's she going to be? Oh, we lost him. We'll never know. We'll never know what little Gia is going to be on Halloween. But we will know about our grandkids. And Halloween traditions, that's Paul Boscher, John Hancock, and it's Hancock and Kelly Late Night. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Hancock and Kelly on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX, joined by Paul Boscher, my good friend here, who also happens to be Michael Kelly's brother-in-law. Michael Kelly, well, he's out of town, folks. It happens every now and then with that guy. He does a lot of traveling, Paul.
Oh, it's great. I've traveled with him,
yes.
As you have.
Yeah.
And he's just great to be with.
First class guy.
Nobody better.
There's nobody better.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. Well, tomorrow is Halloween, and it will be my second Halloween as a pawpaw. By the way, are you? What's your grandparent title?
I am Pops.
Pops.
Yeah, and it's a little story to this. My wife, Colleen, she was the oldest of all her siblings, and they could never say Colleen. They always said Lolleen, Lolly.
Lolly.
So she's Lolly.
She's Lolly.
I'm Pops.
Lollipops. How perfect is that?
Yeah.
So Georgianne, my wife is Greek, so she's Yaya, which is Greek for grandma. And I'm Pawpaw because I'm not Greek. So, but my little Tula can say Pawpaw, and she says it, and it just melts your heart, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got four little grandchildren.
I have four grandchildren.
So what is Halloween? Let's go back. Yeah. Let's take you back to young Polly Boschert, growing up there in St. Charles. What was a Halloween experience like when you were a wee little lad?
Well, you know, we had buddies in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We'd all get together and, you know, and we'd hit the neighborhood and, you know, get our bags of candy and all
now,
that
Now,
were kind
you
of
a
stuff.
Were you a bucket guy or a pillowcase guy?
Well, I did the bucket the first year.
And of course.
You get shortchanged.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to carry that thing.
It
so,
is.
So then we went with the pillowcase.
Yeah.
And that, but you feel like a bandit, you know, or you know, with that case, you know.
Now, were you a multi? So, you know, a lot of times you go to a house. Did you ever kind of double dip on the candy as a kid?
If you got a good candy bar, you go down the street and then you say, "We need to go hit that house again."
Oh,
yeah.
Double back.
You do.
Do you remember your costumes?
You know, I do cowboys probably, a football player, you know.
I did that one year.
I did that one year.
Yeah.
Had my helmet on and stuff like that. So I've did a few of those probably.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I was a skunk my first year.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. I was a skunk. And my sister was the skunk in the school play. Yeah, I'm the youngest. So, you know, it was all everything.
Hand-me-down
my
to you,
entire
right?
life was hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was a skunk to start off. I was a football player 1 year, Jim Ray Hart. And, you know, I ran the gamut. And so here we are. And then you have kids. And you had how many?
I had three girls.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And so you would take them out? Is that how that works?
That's kind of the way our system was. Colleen would stay at home, and she would get the candy out to
By the
neighbor
way,
kids.
Colleen makes a knockoff of a White Castle hamburger that is the most incredible eating experience I've ever had in my life.
Her sliders.
They're amazing.
I do contribute to that.
Do you? What do you?
I ground the meat.
You're the meat grinder.
That's my meat grinder.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Paul Boschert, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So you got the girls. So you're taking them out when they're little.
When they're little. I draw that. And I had fun. You know, it was always good. It was just fun to take the girls out, whatever they costumes that they were in, and watch them go up to the door and get their candy.
And you get to meet your neighbors, and you hang out. And then the kids get older, and they go out by themselves, and now you're putting a fire pit out and having all the neighbors over and enjoying the evening, right?
Yeah. And when did you release your kids on their own?
Probably 10, 11, somewhere in there.
There always comes that line where dad,
yeah,
I don't need you to take me.
Well,
this
and
year.
It's interesting because our neighborhood, Mike, our kids, they went to Kirk Day School, so we weren't in a neighborhood school district, and so they had friends in the neighborhood, but not that many, you know. Mm-hmm. So when they got older, their friends would come over, or they'd go to their friends' neighborhoods, and they'd hit it together like that. But this will be our first year. So Tula's 19 months old yesterday. So she was, we had Halloween last year, but she didn't, you know, do anything. So this year she's walking and she's got a costume that has not been released to the public, including me. So I don't know what she's going to be. But we're going over there tomorrow, and we're going to have Halloween with little Tula. I'm really excited.
Oh, you should be.
And you and the grandkids?
Yes. We normally head out there. They're out in Wentzville area, so we head out there.
Man, it's got to be a ton of young families out there.
Well, that's what happened, John. We would, at our house, our neighborhood has all grown up.
Right.
There's no kids, and there'd be times at our house, we turn the light on, about 5:30 when it got dark, and we'd keep it on until 8 or 8:30. And there were some years that we had all kinds of candy left over, and you know who gets to eat that?
I do.
So we'd do that, and it got to a point where we didn't have many families coming by, and so we went out there, and you're right, when I talked about earlier segment that everybody moved out to Wentzville,
yeah,
they did, and it's all these little kids, and man, it's just wall-to-wall kids, and our job as the grandparents is to watch the kids, get their costumes on, and then mom and dad take them out. And then we're by the fire pit, and we usually give out the candy to the other neighbors.
So do you and Colleen still dress up, or not so much?
Not so much. Yeah. When I was younger with the girls, I always dressed up like a football coach. And,
because you were a football coach.
Yeah, I'd be coming home from football practice in October, and I would just take the girls right from there.
Got the whistle around the neck.
Yeah, so it worked out good.
Well, there you go. And so, yeah, it's gonna be fun, and I hope the kids are out tomorrow night. And we're in the same place in our neighborhood. It's starting to get younger, the houses are turning over, but this year and last year we're not going to be there. So what we're going to do, this is interesting, we're going to put a bowl of candy out with a sign that says, please take one. And we're going to find out who the law-abiding citizens are.
Do you have a Ring camera, John?
Yeah, we do. We do. They'll be on camera and taking the candy, and we'll see kind of what happens with all that. Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
Is there a Halloween meal that you have?
Yes. Traditionally, we get the pizzas. We order pizzas for the kids, and we all have the pizzas, eat those, and then it's off to the races and see how many houses the kids can hit to get their candy.
Nice. My daughter informed me today. Little Mary Catherine, she said that she's going to be making Steak and Shake style chili tomorrow.
Oh,
doesn't that sound good?
That sounds real good.
Yeah.
I love steak burgers from Steak
and Shake. I know. Okay. So she's making the chili, so we'll see how that goes. Put a little oyster crackers in there, maybe a little cheese on there, too.
You have a little cheese. Got to have some cheese on there.
That's the only way to fly.
I agree with you.
Well, Halloween traditions are fun, and they change, and life changes, and you age. Well, speaking of aging, we're going to step aside for a minute, Paul Boschert. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how it seems like the elderly are giving more concerts all the time, and we're going to see them. And I've got a story to share. That's coming your way after this on KMOX. Man, who married one of those four Kelly girls, Colleen.
There are five of them?
I think there's four of them,
There's five of them.
Five of them and Michael.
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
You married one of the five Kelly girls.
I married the oldest one.
Wow. And he's Paul Boschert. He's filling in for Michael Kelly, the traveling man, who's out this evening. And Michael is often out traveling the globe to see concerts. He loves to go see concerts.
He just saw
U2 over in the Sphere in Las Vegas, which apparently was just amazing.
Yes.
And it dawned on me, Paul, that we're going increasingly out at our age, especially, but we're going out and seeing live performances done by 70 and 80 year old performers. I don't know that that's ever happened in the history of the country. I mean, I don't think Benny Goodman was doing concerts in his 80s. Maybe he was. I don't know. But, I mean, you think about the shows that you and I have seen. Oh, we saw together
Neil Diamond. And Neil's probably my favorite. You can sing to every one of his songs.
Everyone.
When, the concerts we've gone to. But he just puts on a great show. It's a shame that he's at a position now where he can't do it. But he was my favorite to go to. I saw him three times.
And so he's in his 80s. You two are all in their 70s. And Michael just went and saw them a week ago tonight. Yes, which is my favorite band, a progressive rock band from England in the 1970s. They were in town. Well, they're in their 70s. Saw several years ago, Paul McCartney was here, 70, and he's, what, 80 years old now?
Yes.
He's still performing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, is it nostalgia, or what is it that draws us to these things?
It's a good question. I sit there, I cut the grass, you know, and I get tired after 30 minutes trying to cut grass. And these guys are dancing around a stage for 2.5-3 hours. And I was impressed. Another one we saw last year when we went to New York, and we saw Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, another guy.
And he's going to wrap his up this year. It's a shame, but you know, that guy puts on a performance too, and they just don't sit there at the piano and play and sing.
No.
They're dancing around the stage.
It truly is remarkable. And if you've ever performed, well, and you're an athlete, so it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, 2 hours on the radio for me is draining. I get tired walking out to the car. But what these guys do on stage is nothing short of amazing. And then you've got the Rolling Stones are touring. They've got a new album. I mean, this is unbelievable.
They must really love what they do to do it at the age that they're
doing. Because
they
don't need the money at
this
point.
They don't.
I mean, Keith Richards has been
90.
Dead for 12 years.
Or whatever.
And he, you know, he doesn't need the money.
Yes.
So they're doing it out of love. It just has to be.
And these guys must all get along well, that they want to still be together.
Which is rare in the music business.
Yes.
For bands to stick together. You'll have a case where a band will get hot and then they'll break up. And maybe they're broken up for a long time, and then they come back together. I'm thinking about, like, the Eagles kind of had that experience, and they were touring until fairly recently as well. It's just, I don't know, I think it's a real phenomenon.
And I love the guys in concert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This. Voice of St. Louis KMOX, joined by Paul Boschert, my good friend here, who also happens to be Michael Kelly's brother-in-law. Michael Kelly, well, he's out of town, folks. It happens every now and then with that guy. He does a lot of traveling, Paul.
Oh, it's great. I've traveled with him,
yes.
As you have.
Yeah.
And he's just great to be with.
First class guy.
Nobody better.
There's nobody better.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. Well, tomorrow is Halloween, and it will be my second Halloween as a pawpaw. By the way, what's your grandparent title?
I am Pops.
Pops.
Yeah, and it's a little story to this. My wife, Colleen, she was the oldest of all her siblings, and they could never say Colleen. They always said Lolly. So she's Lolly.
She's Lolly.
I'm Pops.
Lollipops. How perfect is that?
Yeah.
So Georgianne, my wife, is Greek, so she's Yaya, which is Greek for grandma. And I'm Pawpaw because I'm not Greek. So, but my little Tula can say Pawpaw, and she says it, and it just melts your heart, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got four little grandchildren.
I have four grandchildren.
So what is Halloween? Let's go back. Yeah. Let's take you back to young Polly Boschert, growing up there in St. Charles. What was a Halloween experience like when you were a wee little lad?
Well, you know, we had buddies in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we'd all get together and, you know, and we'd hit the neighborhood and, you know, get our bags of candy and all
now,
that
were
kind
you
of stuff.
Now, were you a bucket guy or a pillowcase guy?
Well, I did the bucket the first year.
And of course.
You get shortchanged.
Yeah.
And it's hard to carry that thing.
It is.
So then we went with the pillowcase.
Yeah.
And that, but you feel like a bandit, you know, or, you know, with that case, you know.
Now, you know, a lot of times you go to a house. Did you ever kind of double dip on the candy as a kid?
If you got a good candy bar, you go down the street and then you say, we need to go hit that house again.
Oh, yeah. Double back.
You do.
Do you remember your costumes?
You know, I do cowboys, probably a football player. You know, I
did that one year.
I did that one year. Yeah. Had my helmet on and stuff like that. So I've did a few of those probably.
Yeah. I was a skunk my first year.
Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, I was a skunk. And my sister was the skunk in the school play. Yeah, I'm the youngest. So, you know, it was all everything.
Hand-me-down
my
to you,
entire
right?
life was hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was a skunk to start off. I was a football player one year, Jim Ray Hart. And, you know, I ran the gamut. And so here we are. And then you have kids. And you had how many?
Gosh, I had three girls.
Three girls.
Three
wow.
girls. Yes.
Wow. And so you would take them out? Is that how that worked?
That's kind of the way our system was. Colleen would stay at home, and she would give the candy out to
the neighbor
kids.
Colleen makes a knockoff of a White Castle hamburger that is the most incredible eating experience I've ever had in my life.
Her sliders?
Her sliders. They are amazing.
I do contribute to that.
Do you? What do you?
I ground the meat.
You're the meat grinder.
That's a meat grinder.
Well, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
Paul
yeah.
Boschert, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So you got the girls. So you're taking them out when they're little.
When they're little. Yeah. I draw that. And I had fun. You know, it was always good. It was just fun to take the girls out, whatever they costumes that they were in, and watch them go up to the door and get their candy.
And you get to meet your neighbors, and you hang out. And then the kids get older, and they go out by themselves, and now you're putting a fire pit out and having all the neighbors over and enjoying the evening, right?
Yeah. And when did you release your kids on their own?
Probably 10, 11, somewhere in there.
Yeah. There always comes that line where, Dad, I don't need you to take me
well,
this
and
year.
It's interesting because our neighborhood, our kids, they went to Kirk Day School. So we weren't in a neighborhood school district. And so they had friends in the neighborhood, but not that many, you know. Mm-hmm. So when they got older, their friends would come over, or they'd go to their friends' neighborhoods, and they'd hit it together like that. But this will be our first year. So Tula's 19 months old yesterday. So we had Halloween last year, but she didn't, you know, do anything. So this year she's walking, and she's got a costume that has not been released to the public, including me. So I don't know what she's going to be. But we're going over there tomorrow, and we're going to have Halloween with little Tula. I'm really excited.
Oh, you should be.
And you and the grandkids?
Yes. We normally head out there. You know, they're out in Wentzville area, so we head out there.
Oh, man, it's got to be a ton of young families out there.
Well, that's what happened, John. We would, at our house, you know, our neighborhood has all grown up.
Right.
There's no kids, and there'd be times at our house, you know, we turn the light on, you know, about 5:30 when it got dark, and we'd keep it on until 8 or 8:30. And there were some years that we had all kinds of candy left over, and you know who gets to eat that?
I do.
So we'd do that, and it got to a point where we didn't have many families coming by, and so we went out there, and you're right, when I talked about early segment that everybody moved out to Wentzville,
yeah,
they did, and it's all these little kids, and man, it's just wall-to-wall kids, and our job as the grandparents is to watch the kids, get their costumes on, and then mom and dad take them out. And then we're by the fire pit, and we usually give out the candy to the other neighbors.
So do you and Colleen still dress up or not so much?
Not so much. Yeah, you know, when I was younger with the girls, I always dressed up like a football coach. And,
Well, because you were a football coach.
Yeah, I'd be coming home from football practice in October, and I would just take the girls right from there.
You got the whistle around your neck.
Got the whistle around the neck. Yeah, so it worked out good.
Well, there you go. And so, yeah, it's gonna be fun, and I hope the kids are out tomorrow night, and we're in the same place in our neighborhood. It's starting to get younger, you know, the houses are turning over, but this year and last year we're not going to be there. So what we're going to do, this is interesting, we're going to put a bowl of candy out with a sign that says, you know, please take one. And we're going to find out who the law-abiding citizens are.
Do you have a Ring camera, John?
Yeah, we do. We do. They'll be on camera and taking the candy, and we'll see kind of what happens with all that. Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
Is there a Halloween meal that you have?
Yes. Traditionally, we get the pizzas. You know, we order pizzas for the kids, and we all have the pizzas, eat those, and then it's off to the races and see how many houses the kids can hit to get their candy.
Nice. My daughter informed me today, little Mary Catherine, she said that she's going to be making Steak and Shake style chili tomorrow.
Oh,
doesn't that sound good?
Sounds real good.
Yeah.
I love steak burgers from Steak
and Shake. I know. Okay. So she's making the chili, so we'll see how that goes. Put a little oyster crackers in there, maybe a little cheese
on there, too. You got to have a little cheese. Got to have some cheese on there.
That's the only way to fly.
I agree with you.
Well, Halloween traditions are fun, and they change, and life changes, and you age. Well, speaking of aging, we're going to step aside for a minute, Paul Boschert. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how it seems like the elderly are giving more concerts all the time, and we're going to see them. And I've got a story to share. That's coming your way after this on KMOX. Man, you married one of those four Kelly girls, Colleen.
There are five of them?
I think there's four of them,
there's
right?
Five of
there's
them.
Five of
there's
them.
There's five of them.
Five of them and Michael.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is incredible.
You married one of the five Kelly girls.
I married the oldest one.
Wow. And he's Paul Boschert. He's filling in for Michael Kelly, the traveling man, who's out this evening. And Michael is often out traveling the globe to see concerts. He loves to go see concerts.
He just saw
U2 over in
the Sphere.
The Sphere in Las Vegas, which apparently was just amazing.
Yes.
And so it dawned on me, Paul, that we're going increasingly out at our age, especially, but we're going out and seeing live performances done by 70 and 80-year-old performers. I don't know that that's ever happened in the history of the country. I mean, I don't think Benny Goodman was doing concerts in his age. Maybe he was. I don't know. But, I mean, you think about the shows that you and I have seen. Oh, we saw together
Neil Diamond. And Neil's probably my favorite. You can sing to every one of his songs.
Everyone.
When, you know, the concerts we've gone to. But he just puts on a great show. It's a shame that he's at a position now where he can't do it. But he was my favorite to go to. I saw him three times.
And so he's in his 80s. U2 are all in their 70s. Michael just went and saw them a week ago tonight. Yes, which is my favorite band, a progressive rock band from England in the 1970s. They were in town. Well, they're in their 70s. Saw several years ago, Paul McCartney was here, 70, and he's what, 80 years old now?
Yes.
He's still performing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, is it nostalgia or what is it that draws us to these things?
It's a good question. I sit there, I cut the grass, you know, and I get tired after 30 minutes trying to cut grass. And these guys are dancing around a stage for 2.5-3 hours. And I was impressed. Another one we saw last year when we went to New York, and we saw Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. And he's going to wrap his up this year. It's a shame, but you know, that guy puts on a performance too, and they just don't sit there at the piano and play and sing.
No.
They're dancing around the stage.
It truly is remarkable. And if you've ever performed, well, and you're an athlete, so it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, 2 hours on the radio for me is draining. I get tired walking out to the car. Yeah. But what these guys do on stage is nothing short of amazing. And then you've got the Rolling Stones are touring. They've got a new album. I mean, this is unbelievable.
They must really love what they do to do it at the age that they're
doing. Because
they
don't need the money at this point.
They don't.
I mean, they're Keith Richards has been dead for 12 years.
Or whatever.
And he, you know, he doesn't need the money.
Yes.
So they're doing it out of love. It just has to be.
And these guys must all get along well, that they want to still be together.
Which is rare in the music business.
Yes.
For bands to stick together. You'll have a case where a band will get hot and then they'll break up. And maybe they're broken up for a long time, and then they come back together. I'm thinking about, like, the Eagles kind of had that experience, and they were touring until fairly recently as well. It's just, I don't know, I think it's a real phenomenon.
And I love the guys in concerts that you can sing to the songs, with, and you know every song.
Yes. So I've got to tell you about a little experience I had. So about 4 years ago, there was a movie called Rocket Man. Came out. It was a biopic of Elton John. And I took Georgianne and we got the popcorn there and we're enjoying the movie. Wonderful movie. He's playing the piano, Elton John. And I came home and, you know, I'm a piano player. So I got online and I'm also obsessive compulsive. So I get online and I start learning Elton John tunes. Rocket Man. I learned Your Song. I learned Tiny Dancer. Married a music man. It's kind of, I felt it in my soul, Paul, and I'm into this stuff. And now I know the backstory because I've seen the movie. So I'm playing my little Elton John there on the piano. One night we have dinner. I may or may not have had too much wine at the dinner. And I'm sitting in my family room and I get on my cell phone, which I don't have this evening. And Elton John is coming to St. Louis, it says, for his final tour. And I thought, whoa, tickets are available. Elton John. I'm going to see him live. I get online. I'm a little, you know, served. I buy the most ridiculously expensive tickets I've ever bought in my life for anything. I mean, it's a club level, all you can eat, all you can drink. And I buy them, and I put them on my credit card, and I go to bed. And I wake up the next morning, and I think, what the hell did I just do? I tell my wife, I said, sweetheart, I bought tickets. He's coming in 2020. And she said, how much were they? I said, don't worry about that, sweetheart. It's fine. Well, 2020 rolls around, and the pandemic hits. And I said, thank you, Lord. He's going to cancel this concert. I'm going to get my money back. But no! No! They say he's going to come the following year. It's just postponed. I said, all right, well, I'm paying off on the tickets, you know. I'm like, and so, Elton's coming in 21. 21 rolls around. He falls down and cracks his hip. Back in England. I said, yes! Elton John, he's going to cancel the concert. I'm like, no! He's coming in 2022. Tiny Dancer is coming to St. Louis. Yes. So I said to my wife, the night of the concert comes up, it's raining outside. I said, sweetheart, we paid a lot of money for these tickets. It's all you can eat. It's all you can drink. We are going to go enjoy the time of our lives. We're going to take an Uber. She says, that'd be great. So I call the Uber and we get in the car and I put my arm around my wife and we're driving down Highway 40. And you know, while we're driving, you could count the headlights on the highway as we're driving down in the rain. And the Uber takes us right to the front door there of Enterprise Center. We walk in. Here's my ticket. It's the club level. And we walk up to the club level, and I said to the attendant, I said, is this one of those buffets where there's a buffet in the back where we go to all you can eat and all you can drink? And by the way, I'll have a cocktail. And he looks at me and he says, what are you talking about? I said, isn't this the club level? He said, yes, but the concession stands are right down there. And I'm thinking, what? Okay, fine. I'm not going to let this ruin my night. So I say to Georgianne, what would you like? She said, I'll have the nachos. So I go down. Elton comes out. He starts singing. Very excited. The nacho line had like 80 people in it. The cheeseburger line had two. So I got a couple of cheeseburgers and a beer. And I go back up, and there's Elton John, and they're not bad seats, you know? I said, I got to get a picture of this. And I reach in my pocket for my phone and my coat for my phone. Paul?
Don't tell me you left it at home.
I left my phone at home. Georgianne left her purse at home, which also had her phone in it. So I'm now listening to Elton John sing, having taken an Uber to the concert with absolutely no way of communicating with the outside world. And Elton is singing away, and I'm freaking out. I mean, I've lost my freaking mind. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm lying here, and I don't know what to do. Oh, it's just only her and me. And only she can hear me. And he's singing. And so I said softly, I got to get a phone. Slowly, I go down, and I get the phone from the attendant, and I call my son, who doesn't answer. And I leave a voicemail, and I said, son, this is Dad. Call this number back. We're down here. I have no way of getting home. I can't call an Uber because I have no phone. I go back up. Elton John comes out. He's singing Rocket Man. I'm cheering, Rocket Man! It's great, you know. I run back down, and my son called. No. So I go back to Georgianne, and she looks at me, and she says, how are we going to get home? And I said, well, we'll take an Uber. She said, do they have taxis? I said, I don't know. Do they even have taxis anymore? So I said, let me go look, sweetheart. I go down. There are three taxis in front of the Savas Center, or the Enterprise, whatever it is. I come back, and I said, there are three taxis, and Elton is now singing a song I've never heard before in my entire life. And she said, well, if we're going to go, we better go now. So we got in the taxi, and we rode home. I heard two songs that night, Rocket Man and a song I've never heard before in my entire life. The average cost per song that night, Paul, was roughly $837. Plus the cost of the two cheeseburgers, plus the Uber ride, plus the cab ride home, plus the $150 I had to pay the original Uber driver to bring my phone home the next morning, which he dutifully did at 5:15 a.m., causing my dog to go ballistic, waking me up from a cold sleep. That was the Elton John concert experience.
What a memory, though, John.
Yeah.
You and Georgianne together, though.
There we were, arm in arm in that Uber in the back seat. Well, he was telling us he lived in Soulard when turns out he lived over in Illinois somewhere. He was lying to us the whole time. But he did return my cell phone, so that's a good thing. But that's my, so tonight, this is the first time I've left my cell phone behind since the Elton John concert.
And you made it for the whole 2 hours.
I did make it for the whole 2 hours. But that was the lesson here, Paul, is that never buy tickets after consuming too much wine. That is the lesson here.
The moral of the story.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had the most ridiculous expenditure of your life? Sorry, we all have. That was mine. Can you think of yours?
I think one time I bought tickets to Michael Jackson, bought the same thing. It was very expensive.
Yeah.
And I got home and said, what the heck did I just do? Well, I called one of the radio stations and had them. I got two free tickets if they want them, and I got my money back. And that was probably the one time that I.
Wow.
And I kind of regret not going.
Well, you should have gone because sometimes it's a memory of a lifetime.
Yes, it is.
I'll never forget the Elton John concert. Well, folks, the best of Glover is just around the corner. Dave Glover and crew. Is this from today, Kyle? Is it? Yes, it's from today. So it's relatively fresh information here on the Voice of St. Louis. And we've got our American stories coming up after that. Poor Kyle will be here all night. I want to thank Paul Boschert for sitting in. Great job. Enjoyed it. Maria Kina, the King of Pain, Braxton Payne. John Hancock, our sports insider. And the news is next on KMOX. Man, who married one of those four Kelly girls, Colleen.
There are five of them?
I think there's four of them,
there's
right?
Five of
there's
them.
Five of
there's
them.
There's five of them.
Five of them and Michael.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is incredible.
You married one of the five Kelly girls.
I married the oldest one.
Wow. And he's Paul Boschert. He's filling in for Michael Kelly, the traveling man, who's out this evening. And Michael is often out traveling the globe to see concerts. He loves to go see concerts.
He
just
U2.
saw U2 over in
the Sphere.
Thing? The Sphere, yes. In Las Vegas, which apparently was just amazing.
Yes.
And so it dawned on me, Paul, that we're going increasingly out at our age, especially, but we're going out and seeing live performances done by 70 and 80 year old performers. I don't know that that's ever happened in the history of the country. I mean, I don't think Benny Goodman was doing concerts in his 80s. Maybe he was. I don't know. But, I mean, you think about the shows that you and I have seen. Oh, we saw together Neil Diamond.
And Neil's probably my favorite. You can sing to every one of his songs.
Everyone.
When, you know, the concerts we've gone to. But he just puts on a great show. It's a shame that he's at a position now where he can't do it. But he was my favorite to go to. I saw him three times.
And so he's in his 80s. You two are all in their 70s. And Michael just went and saw them a week ago tonight. Yes, which is my favorite band, a progressive rock band from England in the 1970s. They were in town. Well, they're in their 70s. Saw several years ago, Paul McCartney was here, 70, and he's, what, 80 years old now?
Yes.
He's still performing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, is it nostalgia, or what is it that draws us to these things?
It's a good question. I sit there, I cut the grass, you know, and I get tired after 30 minutes trying to cut grass. And these guys are dancing around a stage for 2.5-3 hours. And I was impressed. Another one we saw last year when we went to New York, and we saw Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. And he's going to wrap his up this year. It's a shame, but you know, that guy puts on a performance too, and they just don't sit there at the piano and play and sing.
No.
They're dancing around the stage.
It truly is remarkable. And if you've ever performed, well, and you're an athlete, so you, I mean, that it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, 2 hours on the radio for me is draining. I get tired walking out to the car. Yeah. But what these guys do on stage is nothing short of amazing. And then you've got the Rolling Stones are touring. They've got a new album. I mean, this is unbelievable.
They must really love what they do to do it at the age that they're doing.
Because they don't need the money at this point.
They don't.
I mean, they're Keith Richards has been dead for 12 years.
Or whatever.
And he, you know, he doesn't need the money.
Yes.
So they're doing it out of love. It just has to be.
And these guys must all get along well, that they want to still be together.
Which is rare in the music business.
Yes.
For bands to stick together. You'll have a case where a band will get hot and then they'll break up. And maybe they're broken up for a long time, and then they come back together. I'm thinking about, like, the Eagles kind of had that experience, and they were touring until fairly recently as well. It's just, I don't know, I think it's a real phenomenon.
And I love the guys in concerts that you can sing to the songs, with, and you know every song.
Yes. So I've got to tell you about a little experience I had. So about 4 years ago, there was a movie called Rocket Man. Came out. It was a biopic of Elton John. And I took Georgianne and we got the popcorn there and we're enjoying the movie. Wonderful movie. He's playing the piano, Elton John. And I came home and, you know, I'm a piano player. So I got online and I'm also obsessive compulsive. So I get online and I start learning Elton John tunes. Rocket Man. I learned Your Song. I learned Tiny Dancer. Married a music man. It's kind of, I felt it in my soul, Paul, and I'm into this stuff. And now I know the backstory because I've seen the movie. So I'm playing my little Elton John there on the piano. One night we have dinner. I may or may not have had too much wine at the dinner. And I'm sitting in my family room and I get on my cell phone, which I don't have this evening. And Elton John is coming to St. Louis, it says, for his final tour. And I thought, whoa, tickets are available. Elton John. I'm going to see him live. I get online. I'm a little, you know, served. I buy the most ridiculously expensive tickets I've ever bought in my life for anything. I mean, it's a club level, all you can eat, all you can drink. And I buy them, and I put them on my credit card, and I go to bed. And I wake up the next morning, and I think, what the hell did I just do? I tell my wife, I said, sweetheart, I bought tickets. He's coming in 2020. And she said, how much were they? I said, don't worry about that, sweetheart. It's fine. Well, 2020 rolls around, and the pandemic hits. And I said, thank you, Lord. He's going to cancel this concert. I'm going to get my money back. But no, They say he's going to come the following year. It's just postponed. I said, all right, well, I'm paying off on the tickets, you know. I'm like, it's so. Helton's coming in 21. 21 rolls around. He falls down and cracks his hip back in England. I said, yes, Elton John, he's going to cancel the concert. I'm going to go, no, he's coming in 2022. Tiny Dancer is coming to St. Louis. Yes. So I said to my wife, the night of the concert comes up, it's raining outside. I said, sweetheart, we paid a lot of money for these tickets. It's all you can eat. It's all you can drink. We are going to go enjoy the time of our lives. We're going to take an Uber. She says, that'd be great. So I call the Uber and we get in the car and I put my arm around my wife and we're driving down Highway 40. And you know, while we're driving, you could count the headlights on the highway as we're driving down in the rain. And the Uber takes us right to the front door there of Enterprise Center. We walk in. Here's my ticket. It's the club level. And we walk up to the club level, and I said to the attendant, I said, is this one of those buffets where there's a buffet in the back where we go to all you can eat and all you can drink? And by the way, I'll have a cocktail. And he looks at me and he says, what are you talking about? I said, isn't this the club level? He said, yes, but the concession stands are right down there. And I'm thinking, what? Okay, fine. I'm not going to let this ruin my night. So I say to Georgianne, what would you like? She said, I'll have the nachos. So I go down. Elton comes out. He starts singing. Very excited. The nacho line had like 80 people in it. The cheeseburger line had two. So I got a couple of cheeseburgers and a beer. And I go back up. And there's Elton John, and they're not bad seats, you know? I said, I got to get a picture of this. And I reach in my pocket for my phone and my coat for my phone. Paul?
Don't tell me you left it at home.
I left my phone at home. Georgianne left her purse at home, which also had her phone in it. So I'm now listening to Elton John sing, having taken an Uber to the concert with absolutely no way of communicating with the outside world. And Elton is singing away, and I'm freaking out. I mean, I've lost my freaking mind. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm lying here, and I don't know what to do. Oh, it's just only her and me. And only she can hear me. And he's singing. And so I said softly, I got to get a phone. Slowly, I go down, and I get the phone from the attendant, and I call my son, who doesn't answer. And I leave a voicemail, and I said, son, this is Dad. Call this number back. We're down here. I have no way of getting home. I can't call an Uber because I have no phone. I go back up. Elton John comes out. He's singing Rocket Man. I'm cheering, Rocket Man! It's great, you know. I run back down, and my son called. No. So I go back to Georgianne, and she looks at me, and she says, how are we going to get home? And I said, well, we'll take an Uber. She said, do they have taxis? I said, I don't know. Do they even have taxis anymore? So I said, let me go look, sweetheart. I go down. There are three taxis in front of the Savas Center, or the Enterprise, whatever it is. I come back, and I said, there are three taxis, and Elton is now singing a song I've never heard before in my entire life. And she said, well, if we're going to go, we better go now. So we got in the taxi, and we rode home. I heard two songs that night, Rocket Man and a song I've never heard before in my entire life. The average cost per song that night, Paul, was roughly $837. Plus the cost of the two cheeseburgers, plus the Uber ride, plus the cab ride home, plus the $150 I had to pay the original Uber driver to bring my phone home the next morning, which he dutifully did at 5:15 a.m., causing my dog to go ballistic, waking me up from a cold sleep. That was the Elton John concert experience.
What a memory, though, John.
Yeah.
You and Georgianne together, though.
There we were, arm in arm in that Uber in the back seat. Well, he was telling us he lived in Soulard when turns out he lived over in Illinois somewhere. He was lying to us the whole time. But he did return my cell phone, so that's a good thing. But that's my, so tonight, this is the first time I've left my cell phone behind since the Elton John concert.
And you made it for the whole 2 hours.
I didn't make it for the whole 2 hours. But that was the lesson here, Paul, is that never buy tickets after consuming too much wine. That is the lesson here.
The moral of the story.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had the most ridiculous expenditure of your life? Sorry, we all have. That was mine. Can you think of yours?
I think one time I bought tickets to Michael Jackson, bought the same thing. It was very expensive.
Yeah.
And I got home and said, what the heck did I just do? Well, I called one of the radio stations and had them. I got two free tickets if they want them, and I got my money back. And that was probably the one time that I...
Wow.
And I kind of regret not going.
Well, you should have gone, because sometimes it's a memory of a lifetime.
Yes, it is.
I'll never forget the Elton John concert. Well, folks, the best of Glover is just around the corner. Dave Glover and crew. Is this from today, Kyle? Is it the... Yes, it's from today, so it's relatively fresh information here on the Voice of St. Louis. Hey, we've got our American stories coming up after that. Poor Kyle will be here all night. I want to thank Paul Boschert for sitting in. Great job. Enjoyed it. Maria Kina, the King of Pain, Braxton Payne, John Hancock, our sports insider, and the news is next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.